Here's the question we asked shop owners along Hurdle Avenue. Will they miss being the site of the city's Italian Heritage Festival?
It really depends on who you ask.
Bob Colasanti at the Virgil Avenue Tobacconist was among the shop owners who learned Tuesday that the festival is moving to the Outer Harbor. Organizers say they simply need more space. Colasanti's thoughts?
I'm surprised to hear that they have outgrown the neighborhood, but there's definitely problems with parking and with the residents and with some of the shop owners.
Those problems included the inability of customers to access those shops.
Just boneless, like a half.
Across the street at Johnny's Meats, Mike Aloisio was serving a customer. During festival time, this business was among those selling their products on the street. But Aloisio says it required up to 15 hours of work per day.
It was a lot of work for us. I mean, we set up a stand outside, so we made up for the business that we lost inside, because inside our business was down a lot because people couldn't get here.
Other businesses were in a great location for the festival, including Ristorante Lombardo. Owner Thomas Lombardo agreed his establishment was an ideal fit, but acknowledged others weren't. While the festival is leaving North Buffalo, Lombardo believes the neighborhood will do just fine.
Hurdle Avenue is growing at a really fast rate. I think a lot of the businesses are not complaining that it's going to go away.
The shop owners we interviewed agree on one thing that they and nearby residents will never miss: the parking problems. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.